good. Good evening, everyone. How are you? Keep going, because God's still at work and he's got a lot still to do with each one of us. So dinna give up yet, because he's no giving up on us. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, prayer meeting. So that's here. If you're an early riser, 7 o'clock prayer meeting here. Tonight, see, it's late. What's this? Be prompt for 7:30 tonight. He's got that on the sheet. That's no good. That didn't work, clearly. Anyway, right. We've got, you can see all the book stalls that are out there and about there. And you can see that people have got labels and prices. We've also got the Sword magazine, which is excellent. Absolutely excellent, right? And what you do with these is you take one and read it and you give it away. Or you leave it in your dentist or your doctor's surgery or somewhere else. That's what you do with these. And you give it away to friends that didn't understand the Hebraic. And you get them to read it and you ask them to pass it on to somebody else as well. So David Andrew has very kindly said, take these, they're free, and use them as God intended them to get the word out there. Is that all right, David? Right. And the other books, keep buying the books and keep buying one for you and one to give away, because that's where these guys get their income. And the OM and the Barnabas are in that wee room there, and they said they've not had a lot of people. So even if you're not going to buy anything, please go in and say hello and encourage them, will you? They're very nice. See, that's what they're saying. Right. So basically, tomorrow, can you be prompt for 9:30? Ah, there's Chris Hill walking in late. You're in trouble. See what? You've missed all my notices. You'll need to ask your wife. See what happens if you walk in late and I know your name. So don't be walking in late, especially if I know your name. Tomorrow morning, 9:30 sharp, please. Because if we start sharp, we finish sharp. Is that me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who wants these Sword magazines? Right, there you go. They're yours.
What's it? Does this work? Does this work? Oh, that one works. I don't need that one.
They're both working.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome. Haven't we had an amazing day? Have you all been challenged? I feel I'm still shaking inside from some of the teaching. That's just so wonderful. It really is. The presence of God has been amazing. This evening, this is the Lord's time. We're just going to give the evening to the Lord and see what he wants to do. But our heart is to put him in the center of the evening, to worship him. Nothing really has been planned, so we commit the evening to the Lord. It's all his, and may he smile upon us. May he be glorified tonight. I'm just going to share a little testimony to start with, which rather fits in with the teaching that David was giving this morning about us when we turn from our sin, when we repent, that we are forgiven and God forgives us and he forgets. And this is a story about my father. My parents lived in Spain. And my mother, I'll give you a very potted version of it, but my mother called me out to Spain because my father was very ill and he had to have an operation. And they weren't believers, although I'd given them booklets and things, and I think they thought I was a bit crazy, another fad. I found somebody that came to the hospital and, as I say, very potted version, led both my mother and my father to Jesus, round the bed, they gave their life to the Lord. My mother said afterwards, I don't know what it was, but I felt like electricity running through me. And anyway, I'd said to Daddy, he was sort of being taken out of the from the room on a bed, and I said, Daddy, do you believe that you've sinned? And he said, yes. I said, do you believe that Jesus died for you on the cross? And he said, yes. I said, do you want to give your heart to Jesus? And it was all while he was being wheeled along, and he said, yes. Anyway, he had his operation, and when he came out of the operation, he was fine for a few days, but then he started really to deteriorate. And eventually I called my brother to come over to Spain because he was dying. And I can remember going outside the hospital, it was in Alicante, at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the sun was rising, and I was crying out to the Lord with all my heart. I said, Lord, you can't let him go. You can't let him go without knowing you. He deteriorated. And I remember my brother sitting by the side of him and had his hand on his pulse, and his pulse stopped, and he went. I honestly don't remember whether it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but we were all in grief around the bed. And then all of a sudden, he opened his eyes. And he said, such love. I'm filled with such love, and I want to spend the rest of my life getting to know Jesus. Wow. Now, they came over then to visit us in England, and I hadn't had an easy childhood, and Daddy took me out for lunch. What I must tell you is I'd taken my mother to the chapel, and that was before this happened, and I said, Mummy, can you commit Daddy to Jesus? And she said, yes, I can. But please, God, would you give him to me for another couple of years? I have to tell you that he lived for 2 years, almost to the day, which was amazing. But that's not the end of the story. He took me out for lunch when they came over to England. And I thought Daddy was going to say to me, darling, I'm so sorry for the life I gave you when you were little. I'm so sorry. Not a word of it. He said to me, the extraordinary thing is, he said, I know I've done bad things in my life, but God has forgiven me. And do you know what? He's completely forgotten, and so have I. Nobody taught him that. Nobody did. He knew that he had been forgiven. And I just want to share that with you. And I don't know how long afterwards, he gave me a little silver-plated salver, which was engraved in his own handwriting, that said, thank you for your love and thanking me for my love and my love and devotion to him. But isn't that amazing? And I think of Psalm 103, isn't it, that says that God removes our sin as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers it no more. So if anybody needs to hear that, hear it. He's forgiven and he's forgotten. Bless you. Barry, I'm going to hand over to you. You might not need that because I'm going to put that there.
Well, shalom, everyone. Let's just pray. Sorry, I shouldn't say just pray. It's a glorious thing to be able to talk with our Heavenly Father. Father, we are helpless. But you are the help of the helpless. Father, we are your children. We have been bought by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he would pay that price to bring us into his family, how much more will he save us and release us from the burdens and the sin which the world and the flesh and the enemy want to put on our shoulders? Father, we are looking to you tonight to release us from any false guilt, but also to release us from real guilt. Father, we look to you, the God of the impossible. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Last night, I really sensed, probably more so than any conference I've been to, well, any Foundations conference certainly, that in this place God has gathered together the helpless. I really feel, I know for most conferences people come with burdens, but I really sensed last night that the burdens that some of you are carrying are incredibly overwhelming. Incredibly. It felt like a tsunami. And I think David Andrews spoke today about impotence. And I think I'm looking out across this gathering and seeing a lot of impotent people. I sense we all feel that impotence very sharply and very real. But if we're to stay there, if we remain in that place of impotence, it'll be a complete disaster. Because the other thing that David talked about was our omnipotent God. So let me just read from Romans chapter 4. And if you are in that position tonight where you feel completely overwhelmed, just allow this scripture, these words, the words of the living God, to wash not just over you, but to, my prayer is that they will penetrate your heart like that double-edged sword. And God will begin to minister to you as only he can. So let me read just Romans 4 and from verse 16. For this reason, it is by faith that it might be in accordance with grace, in order that the promise may be certain to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the sight of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. In hope against hope, he believed, in order that he might become a father of many nations, According to that which had been spoken, so shall your descendants be. And without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore, also, it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So stop there. I don't know what your burden is. I don't know what that overwhelming challenge is. But God knows. And you may not see a solution. You may think it's too late. You may see no way out. But do you have the faith of Abraham? The faith that says, I believe in the one who can call into being that which does not yet exist. Are you fully assured that what he has promised, he is also able to perform? I think it would be appropriate now just to pause for a few moments. We have had a feast today, but it's time to start to digest and respond. So let's just take a few moments and think of our omnipotent God who parts the Red Sea, who can walk on water, who can make those who are born blind see. Be encouraged, brother and sister. We have a big Father. He cares deeply for you. Praise the Lord. In a few moments, we're going to get out of the way so that we can respond to the one who deserves all the glory. All the praise. In the minute the words are going to come up on the screen of a song you may not know. Just follow it through. We'll sing it again.
All is mine, yet not I, but through Christ.
Going to sing that again in a few moments. But I just want to focus. Let me just focus on one verse. No fate I dread. I know I am forgiven. The future sure. The price. It has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon. And he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold. My sin has been defeated. Jesus now. And ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released. I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. We'll sing it again. Yeah. We'll move this lectern out of the way. And then we want the Lord to lead the rest of this evening. All I would say would, please, this is not a time to sing your favorite song. Please listen to the Lord. Be led by him. So that at the end of this evening, we can truly say, all glory, all glory be to him.
Stand. The Lord gave of grace is Jesus my redeemer. The joy my hands he gave. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom. My steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold. Now and ever is my plea. Oh,
Thank you. Oh, Father, what a wonderful future you have prepared for us. And how much we just deserve that you have. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Amazing. Good. So good to us.
We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to shout out to the rock of our
flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glories, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I speak, lies shall be stopped.
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love, mother wine. Draw me up to you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love, mother wine. Draw me up to you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad.
Fathers, we acknowledge your presence. We are reminded, Lord, early in the day. And Father, you spoke to us and you challenged us of our habitual sins, O God. And at a moment like this, O God, Father, when we reflect on your presence, we invite your Spirit, Jehovah God, and we submit it to you. That let your Holy Spirit, Father, the one that convicts of our sins, O God, Jehovah Father, we pray that he searches our hearts, O God, and brings us to a level, the point of remembrance, O God, that the areas we need to repent to you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, make them clear into our hearts, Jehovah Father, so that we may repent and surrender to you. Thank you for your presence, Jehovah God. We surrender to you. We lift your name above every other name, Jehovah Father. We acknowledge the presence of the Holy Ghost among us, O God. Father, you say that you are going, but you cannot leave us as orphans, O God. You promised us the Holy Spirit, Jehovah Father. And when as a church we are concentrating on you at such a time, Father, we pray that we open our hearts, Son, to the living Spirit, Jehovah God, that he may guide us, even to teach us how to worship you, Lord. To bring
Lord.
Things that we have forgotten, oh Father, that may be a barrier between our relationship with you. Let them, Father, come live so that we surrender to you, to the benefits of your teachings, Jehovah God, that we may walk free in you and be guided by yourself, oh God. We honor you and we bless your name, Jehovah Father. We are reminded of Isaiah, Jehovah God, who acknowledged rightly so, to be surrounded by the environment of people with the sins of Jehovah God. He acknowledged his sinful nature. And Jehovah Father, is when he acknowledged Lord and repented of it, Father, that he was able to hear your voice, O God. And he said, send me, I am here. And therefore, Jehovah God, if we have baggages that Lord paints a barrier between ourselves and yourself, O God, we pray that Lord melt them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Like Isaiah, we may be able to hear your voice, O God, and we may be able accordingly to respond and say, yes, we are here. Send us, O God. We honor you and we bless you, Jehovah God. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we submit to you and we surrender to your leading, O God, for the glory and honor of your name.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise you, Lord.
Jesus.
Praise
God.
Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Holy.
it seems a few songs ago, a few choruses ago, that there was a moment when you were hovering over us in a way that touched our hearts, and the need to say, Lord, that we didn't realize who you were. And Lord, I want to repent of not knowing who you were, Lord, of assuming. And we can make presumptuous prayers sometimes. But thank you, Father, there's moments when we can say, God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, for worshipping an idea about you and not really you. But thank you, Father, you are beautiful. And that you're so quick to forgive us. Thank you, Father, that you want to go deep. That you want to scour out, Lord, those rough bits. And we say, Lord, we don't want to resist you.
No.
We want to yield ourselves to you. For you are entirely everything to us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And as you reveal yourself as you are, all we can do, Lord, is bow the knee. And, Lord, repent that we didn't know it was you in your fullness and your glory. But we lift you up, for you are beautiful.
Yes, Lord.
And complete. Lord, you fill the entire universe. And the miracle is you fill us. Thank you, Lord, that you clean us out. We are forgiven. We are accepted. We are loved. We are liked. We are loved. You love being with us, Lord. We give you our thanks and our glory.
Praise
the glory is all
Jesus.
Yours.
The glory is yours. We worship. Thank you.
You are beautiful beyond description. To
promise to you is that I'm going to hold you fast. I'm going to hold you tight. I'm not going to let you go. So hold on to me. Put your two hands out and hold on to me.
Says when Jesus is lifted up, all men are drawn unto him. And Father, that your name might be glorified. Father, forgive us for when we try and worship you, but we just don't get it right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Lord, we say again and again, Lord, we want to worship you in spirit
and
in truth.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we want to be your people that don't box you in. You're a limitless God.
Yeah,
you are. So, Father, set us free from the mindsets that we have created.
Yeah.
Whether it's about worship or prayer, that, Father, we might truly worship you in spirit and in truth.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
The mouth that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice that they heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, the general assembly and church of firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. If they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also the heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made. That those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Amen.
Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom which cannot be ruined.
Amen.
Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's blood. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to work well together in unity. It's like a precious oil upon the head running down the beard, the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garment, with like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountain of Zion. So there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
La 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 la. Blessed is he
that cometh in the name of the
Praise God. presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here.
Thank you.
is really moving in this place. He's here. He's here with us. I'd just like us to sing that song again and let him really touch you. The Lord wants to minister to you, to each and every one of you. Just sing that prayerfully and let him minister deep into your spirits, deep into the wounds, deep into the frustrations, deep into all the pain. Let him meet with you. He's here.
Oh, let us, Son of God, enfold you with your spirit and his heart. Let him fill your heart and satisfy.
Thank you, Lord, for everything real that you're doing in us. We thank you for your love, for your healing power, for your love that you lavish on us, each and every one of us. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Lord, we love you. Lord, receive the worship that we've given you tonight. Smile upon the worship, Lord, that's come from our hearts. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We don't know how to bless you enough, but just our hearts full of surrender to you. That's what you want us to do, to surrender ourselves to you, to surrender our hearts to you, to surrender the little that we are, and you receive it with much love. Father, bless you for everything that you've done today. Bless you for all that we've learned. Father, speak to us during the night. May we hear your voice. Lord, we've listened to so much and so much deep stuff and deep truths, Father. Maybe too much to take in, but the little bit that you want us to take in, or the much that you want us to take in, Father, may we hear your voice tonight. May we respond to what you're saying. If you're calling us to do something, may we respond to that call. If we've been disobedient, may we respond to your call of obedience. Lord, touch us. Touch us in that deep place. We love you, Lord. We love you. We are so grateful for you. What would we do without you? I think all of us here would say, what would we do without you? Finish maybe tonight with the song that we learnt at the beginning. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Shall we go to bed with that thought in our hearts that it's not us, but it's through Christ in us? So let's just finish with that one tonight, and the Lord bless you. There's refreshments outside if you want to have a tea or coffee or just fellowship with each other.
Stand.